Good afternoon, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is going to be brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. tomorrow in the county building here in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting will be a long one with a variety of issues, including several interviews to fill openings. At 9:10, commissioners will interview two candidates for the Nature Center Board of Directors. At 9:30, commissioners will interview six candidates for the Planning Commission. At 10:30, there will be a discussion regarding mental health services and interviewing three candidates for veteran affairs if necessary. During the meeting, there will be two AFSCME grievance hearings and consent action taken in the meeting that is expected to last until about 2 o'clock. The Caseville City Council will conduct a meeting at 2 o'clock today at the Municipal Building on Main Street. The meeting is regarding the proposed plan for water system improvements and to review the preliminary engineering report. The council has been working with Fleiss and Vanderbrink on addressing the seasonal water quality changes that causes water discoloration that typically persists for 2 to 3 months annually. A study of the issue showed manganese levels that exceeded the Environmental Protection Agency's acceptable levels, as well as elevated iron and hardness in the raw water and distribution system, which resulted in density and algae concentrations. The city is coordinating with the EPA, the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, EGLE, and other agencies to address the issue to rectify it. During the meeting, a formal drinking water state revolving fund project plan for the city will be reviewed as part of getting financial assistance for long-term water infrastructure improvements. Older technology is not only outdated, it is also being eliminated in some cases. This is what is happening in the village of Owendale with its phone system. During the meeting, it was explained the village is going to have to change telephone communication because AT&T is eliminating wired phone service. Because of that, the council approved removing the landlines and going with cellular telephones for the police department and for the lift station alarm. President Steve Story will research what the options are for the village and report back to the council. And we'll be right back.
You've heard about our additions to Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, with the walk-in clinic open 7 days a week, expanded lab hours, Dr. Liz Milligan joining our primary care staff, and Sure Orthopedics with Dr. Craig McManaman, all under the same roof. But did you know that we also expanded our diagnostic imaging services too? Now at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, not only can you get your x-ray completed, but we're also proud to offer ultrasound and 3D mammography. An appointment is needed, but any physician order is accepted, not just from a Sure doc, but any doc. So now you can check off your 3D mammogram, ultrasound, and x-ray even closer to home. At Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, located right behind Walgreens. It's all part of Sure Health's quest to be your premier choice for healthcare across the Thumb of Michigan. To learn more, go to sure.org/imaging. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come and check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buy deals on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at Ashley in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later with no interest until 2031? You can. Visit Ashley in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time event that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley in Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Ashley in Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure to visit Hard Joe's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back. Nationally and international news here. Police say fentanyl was found inside Barbie doll packages sold at a discount store in Missouri. On Saturday, the Independence Police Department was contacted by security at Cargo Largo about a suspicious powder found inside a Barbie doll package. Tests determined the substance was fentanyl. Police worked with Cargo Largo and determined five contaminated Barbie doll packages were sold. All five packages were found hours later. Police said they do not believe there are fentanyl-contaminated Barbies at other stores. No injuries related to the contaminated Barbie dolls have been reported. A suspect is in custody, according to police. Donald Trump has paused military pressure on Iran by extending his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and delaying strikes on Iranian power plants. Today, he said the U.S. was giving Iran five more days and claims talks to end the war are making progress. Iranian officials denied any negotiations and said Trump is backing down after their warnings. Financial markets have reacted fast, with oil prices dropping and global stocks jumping. Trump also told reporters that any deal must end Iran's nuclear program and let the U.S. take its enriched uranium. And several ambulances belonging to a Jewish volunteer rescue organization were set on fire outside a synagogue in a neighborhood home to London's largest Jewish community early today in an anti-Semitic attack. Flames lit up the night sky, and residents of the northern suburb of Golders Green, were woken by loud explosions as dozens of firefighters rushed to the area. Counterterrorism police are leading the investigation into the attack, even though it has not yet been deemed a terrorist incident, police said during a press conference today. Earlier, police said the attack was being treated as an anti-Semitic hate crime, adding that some residents have been evacuated as a precaution. Security camera footage showed three masked people approach an ambulance belonging to the Hatzolah Northwest organization and set it on fire. The timestamp on the video reads 1:36 a.m., and the location marked reads Makzike Hadath, which matches the name of the adjacent synagogue. Police confirmed they are looking for three suspects, but said there have been no arrests yet. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.